This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Youngstown, Ohio is an old steel town that has spent decades trying to come back after its mills closed. In recent years, Youngstown has turned to research for high-tech manufacturing as a way to help area businesses grow and adapt. The city is still far from writing a story of economic redemption, but people there say they feel the beginnings of a turnaround. This week, that effort got a boost from President Obama in his State of the Union address. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne has the story.
Ohio is a perpetual battleground state, and the Youngstown area is an important base for Democrats. So people here will tell you they're never completely surprised when a politician mentions their city. Still, this was the State of the Union address.
Last year, we created our first Manufacturing Innovation Institute in Youngstown, Ohio. A once-shuttered warehouse is now a state-of-the-art lab where new workers are mastering the 3D printing that has the potential...
3D printing is a way to create complex objects that previously would have had to have been molded or drilled out or made through any number of other manufacturing methods. The process is at the center of a new manufacturing research lab in Youngstown.
Ground floor here?
This is the ground floor. This was... an abandoned warehouse.
In a downtown marked by signs of struggle and hard times. But inside, the lab looks like a trendy loft space with floor-to-ceiling windows.
Manufacturing is still looked upon as dark, dirty, dangerous. Advanced manufacturing today is not that way.
This lab in Youngstown is developing techniques factories in the region and elsewhere will use. It's not a factory itself with lots of jobs, but Resnick and others predict job growth in the region because of it and the businesses that tap into it. There is a spot not far from downtown that's popular with everyone from blue-collar workers to university employees to local business owners. The place is the Royal Oaks Bar.
This is the oldest bar in Youngstown as far as a continuous bar. It opened the day after Prohibition.
That's Louis Kennedy, the owner. His reaction to the president this week?
I do love when people drop Youngstown bombs, you know, because you just never know when somebody's going to drop Youngstown. I'll be honest with you, when you live here, you just kind of think the rest of the world forgot about you.
56-year-old college professor Vernon Haynes is seated next to Kennedy. He says the research being done in Youngstown is a positive step for the city, even if it's not yet something that the average person here has any real connection to.
I think most people are around here are unaware of what's going on. There may be the occasional article in the local newspaper, but beyond that, there are a lot of things going on below the radar here that are the positive things going on in Youngstown.
That was echoed by 35-year-old Joe Shelby, a union carpenter.
I think the things that are going on with the startup businesses downtown are wonderful. You know, and there is stuff happening. I personally don't know anybody that is working for these companies, but I read about it all the time.
Which gets us to those questions about jobs, how many, who'll get them, and what they'll pay. The 50,000 lost steel jobs aren't coming back to Youngstown, but the notion of something new being created here offsets the uncertainty, especially with the talk around town and even from the White House finally being about what's possible rather than what's gone. Don Gagne, NPR News, Youngstown.